first I, you know, heard there was an explosion and oh yeah, something blew up. But once I heard there was a house blew up adjacent to the seniors' lodge, my first concern, of course, was the seniors. But having walked around now and seen the amount of destruction, all I can think of is, can't believe nobody died. There's shrapnel in a huge area surrounding the house, and neighboring houses a couple have been really impacted. It's a disaster, absolutely, but we avoided a tragedy. Nobody dead, and there were some injuries, but nothing that I've heard of that's all significant. It's a huge explosion. I heard a number of, you know, anecdotal stories from people in the neighborhood. You know, one woman was on her way home and stopped to check the mailbox, and if she hadn't, she would have been literally right in front of the house when it blew. I mean, that would have been bad. Young people were in the house right next door sunbathing when the house blew. So there were a lot of those really, really, really near misses. I'm just thankful that nobody was really seriously hurt. The reentry isn't certain, but they're hoping to be doing the reentry starting this afternoon. And of course, there's different range of impact to houses. There's several that were quite seriously, but nothing is known for sure. They're still going through the details and the planning and working with fire department, and ATCO's been on site, and it looks like things will start to be returning to normal before too long. So we haven't declared an emergency, state of emergency, so the town has sort of control of the job site right now, or at least the emergency people do. Once we back off on that, then once homeowners have access to their homes, that becomes their responsibility. So the town has done a cleanup of the street and sidewalks, and individual homeowners will have to deal with their insurance companies and arrange for contractors to come in and board up windows or repair damage if they're allowed that kind of access. I am appreciative of the emergency response staff that we have available in Canmore. The fire and response crew, the RCMP, town administration, everybody was assembled and mobilized immediately and just kicked into gear. They're very well trained, and it's sort of this sort of incident where it proves the value of you know, approving that level of training and funding appropriately for emergency response capability. So first and foremost, my gratitude for the really, really good work done by our emergency response people. I'm so relieved to know that nobody was seriously hurt. Just having seen the devastation in the neighborhood, a miracle. I mean, it really is a miracle that nobody, I can't believe that there was nobody struck by the shrapnel, or that nobody was in the line of sight for the shrapnel, but there was an awful lot of near misses, I gotta say, but I'm just relieved that this didn't become a tragedy.